This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli calls for effective role of the National Information Commission in the implementation of right to information. Asian Development Bank to provide concessional loans and grants worth 21.23 billion rupees for mechanized irrigation innovation and climate resilience projects. Sudhir Pashim Royals and Kathmandu Gurkhas register a victory in their respective NPL matches, and FIFA confirms Saudi Arabia as 2024 World Cup host. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has called for the Information Commission to play an effective role in implementing the right to information. The Prime Minister's remark came after he administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Chief Information Commissioner Dr. Suresh Prasad Acharya at Balwatar yesterday. The Prime Minister added that anarchy should not be encouraged in the name of the right to information. On the occasion, Chief Commissioner Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed commissioners Gagan Bista and Durga Bhandari in the presence of the Prime Minister. Also present on the occasion were the Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung and Secretary at the Ministry Radhika Arjyal. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on November 21st appointed Acharya as the Chief Commissioner and Bista and Bhandari as Commissioners of the National Information Commission. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel says the inability to define the jurisdiction between the three levels of the government and the lack of project classification are creating barriers to successful implementation of development projects. Speaking at a meeting of the Finance Committee yesterday, the Finance Minister said clear criteria should be made regarding the classification of projects and the local level implementing them. On a different note, the Finance Minister viewed the country's economy is gradually improving and stressed the need to make more efforts to strengthen it. The Finance Minister viewed that foreign investment would gradually increase in the country as Nepal's recent sovereign credit rating is favorable for investments. The Finance Minister also shared that the Ministry is working ambitiously to raise about 30% more revenue than the previous financial year to achieve the revenue target of the current fiscal year. The Government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank have signed concessional loans and grants-related agreements for the implementation of the Mechanized Irrigation Innovation Project and Climate Resilience Landscapes and Livelihoods Project worth around 21.23 billion rupees. According to the agreement signed in the Ministry of Finance yesterday, EDB would provide 14.88 billion rupees in loans and 2 billion rupees in grant assistance. Likewise, 1.35 billion rupees in loans and 2.97 billion rupees in grant assistance have been allocated for the climate resilience landscapes and livelihood projects. Finance Secretary Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimire and EDB's Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Koshwa, signed the agreement. The advanced irrigation technology under the mechanized irrigation project will be implemented in Rautahat and Sarlahi districts. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari says a domestic employment division is being formed under the Labour Ministry to promote domestic employment. Speaking at an interaction organised by the National Vocational Training Academy yesterday, Minister Bhandari said the establishment of the domestic employment division under the ministry would promote the feasibility of employment within the country. Minister Bhandari also applauded the private sector's contribution to boosting domestic employment. The Ministry of Health and Population has collected suggestions from the National Planning Commission, ministries and experts in a bid to revise the national population policy. During a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Paudel said the population policy warrants a revision in the wake of changing demographic dynamics with a declining population and the villages getting deserted with migration. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli yesterday inaugurated a newly constructed building of the Pranami Secondary School at Arthrai Rural Municipality 4 in Terathum district, where the Prime Minister had taken his basic education. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 18-room school building and also interacted with students, teachers and locals on the occasion. School head teacher Amrit Bahadur Budathoki said the school record showed that the Prime Minister had taken his basic education there. The new building was constructed with the support of the South Korea-based Hong-Gil Human Foundation. The chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamisane, gave his statement before the district attorney office, Parsa. Chief of the district attorney office, Bholanath Niraula, along with his team, recorded Lamisane's statement. After recording the statement, the office sent Lamisane back to Pokhara. Parsa district police office's spokesperson, Kishore Lamsal, said Lamisane was escorted to Kaski via Kathmandu. Lamisane was earlier arrested for an investigation into a case relating to the cooperative fund's misappropriation. Now, some sports news updates. Sudarpashchim Royals and Kathmandu Gurkhas registered victory in the Nepal Premier League NPL matches held yesterday. Sudarpashchim Royals defeated Janakpur Bolts by 72 runs in the first match of the NPL held at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. Janakpur Bolts were all out for 51 runs in 12.1 overs while chasing a 124-run target to win. Earlier, Sudarpashchim collected 123 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. Likewise, in the second match of the league, Kathmandu Gurkhas defeated Lumbini Lions by 18 runs. Lumbini Lions were all out for 85 runs in 19.2 overs while chasing a 104-run target to win posted by Kathmandu Gurkhas. With the defeat, Lumbini Lions have lost the chance to reach the playoff. FIFA has confirmed the 2024 Men's Football World Cup will be held in Saudi Arabia, while Spain, Portugal and Morocco will join host for the 2030 tournament. Three matches in the 2030 tournament will also be held in Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay to mark 100 years of the competition. The hosts for both World Cups were confirmed at Wednesday's extraordinary FIFA Congress meeting following a vote. All 211 of FIFA's member nations were represented at the meeting over a video link. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The United Nations General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to demand an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and express support for the work of the UN agencies for Palestinian refugees, UNRWA. The Assembly on Wednesday passed a resolution demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, which was adopted by 158 votes in favour from the 193-member Assembly and 9 votes against, with 13 abstentions. A second resolution expressing support for UNRWA and deploring a new Israeli law that would ban the UN agency's operation in Israel was carried with 159 votes in favor, 9 against and 11 abstentions. The resolution demands that Israel respect UNRWA's mandate and calls on the Israeli government to abide by its international obligations, respect the privileges and immunities of UNRWA and uphold its responsibility to allow and facilitate full, rapid, safe and unhindered humanitarian assistance in all its forms into and throughout the entire Gaza Strip. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 3.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 18.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for effective role of the National Information Commission in the implementation of right to information. Asian Development Bank to provide concessional loans and grants worth 21.23 billion rupees for mechanized irrigation innovation and climate resilience projects. Sudarpashchim Royals and Kathmandu Gurkhas register a victory in their respective NPL matches, and FIFA confirms Saudi Arabia as 2034 World Cup host. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.